Yom Tor. Vayoymahu lamali. Why does the Pasuk have to say extra Vayoymahu? It says that special day. What does Vayoymahu mean? Emeinu inyan l'shmini, it doesn't mean the eighth day. Because if it means you can first become Torah on the eighth day, why does the Pasuk say Vayoymahu? It's extra. So it's not necessary for the eighth day to nu inyan l'shvi. Use it for the seventh day. That's the Chiddush of the Pasuk according to Rav Yosi ben Yehuda. That even though the Nozer again then became Tomei, the Lacha is he has to wait 7 days till he becomes Tahor. He has Azor on Shlishi and Shvi, then he goes to the Mikvah on the seventh day. So he becomes Tahor. Then he has to take a haircut. This much is given in the Torah. So on the seventh day, you take your haircut, and then on the eighth day, the next day, you have to bring your Kabbonis. So Rebbe says, the Pasuk says, after you bring your Kabbonis, then you first start counting your Naziris of Torah, which is the eighth day. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, no, the Pasuk says, B'yayimahu, means to tell us that you could start counting your new Naziris even before you brought your Kabbonis, even on the seventh day. So after you go to the mikvah on the seventh day and you take your haircut, then you can start counting your new Naziris. For the Gemara of a Rabbi, Nami Yaksib B'yayimahu, according to Rabbi also at Akasha, the Pasuk says, B'yayimahu, that day. So it says B'yayimahu that day, so what's the Chiddush? If it only means you can start counting the eighth day, so what does the Pasuk have to say B'yayimahu? It should just say the Kiddush, not B'yayimahu. Amalach Rebbe's Rebbe answers, Hahu l'hochi u'diyosa. You know why the Pasuk has to say extra B'yayimahu on that day? L'aymalach to teach us. Afa pish lehevi kabanaisav. It means to teach us that on the eighth day, in the morning, even before you bring your kabanis, right away you have to start your Naziris HaTaira. The Naziris HaTaira, even before you bring your Kabbonis. That's the Chiddush. The Tosafot speaks out, the second Tosafot. Afal pi shlehevi kabbonisov. Te pashto de kro mashma to lechala le Naziris at shiachape boilo vechates. Toshet the Pasuk is mashma that even on the eighth day, you could only start counting your Naziris HaTaira after you brought your Kabbonis. The Chiddush the kro says the Pasuk before this, the Kiddush Roshay. That's what's mashma, that after you bring your kabbonis, then you first start counting your new tiger. Fahashtos yisura, now the pasuk says no extra word of b'yayimahu liashmini to teach us. Techalala niziras b'yayim shmini afa pish lehebe kabbonisav. Even if for some reason the person did not bring his kabbonis, still the lachar is, he could start counting his niziras to tiger. So on the eighth day in the morning, even before we bring his kabbonis, or even if he doesn't bring the Kabbonis at all on the eighth day, for some reason, let's say he first brings on the ninth day, the tenth day, still he has a right to start counting his Naziris of Tyra on the eighth day. That's why the Pasuk says, B'yayimahu. That's where Rebbe learns. So if you say this is the Machlokes, when do you start counting in Naziris of Tyra? On the seventh day or on the eighth day? Verse says now, for Rav Chisda, according to Rav Chisda, my duch gil yukma, Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, why did Rav Chisda have to say that it's going according to Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda? But Rav Chisda, he was the one that said this brayse before that we had, that no difference between Tomei Neshenazer or Nozer Tor goes according to Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. That's what Rav Chisda said. Rav Chisda Rebbe. Rav Chisda said it goes according to Rebbe. So the chas of this, Rav Chisda, my duch kel yukma k'Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. There was this last mishnah we had in Krisus that said there's a case of a nazir that becomes tamei a few times. He becomes tamei a few times, and even so, he only has to bring one korban. So Rav Chisda said that has to go according to Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. That on the seventh day he becomes tor and he starts counting his new naziris. And still, if he becomes tamei in the seventh day, he doesn't have to bring a new korban, because there never came a time ready to bring the first korban. He became Tomei a second time before the eighth day. So why do you have to put it according to Rav Yosef Yehuda? Lukma, I have a case even according to Rebbe. Lukma, let's say the case is going to Nitma, Dechazia, Valel Shmini. For Rebbe he, let's say the Mishnah even goes according to Rebbe. The Nazir became Tomei. And true, on the seventh day he became Tor, but he didn't become Tomei on the seventh day. On the seventh night, the night of the beginning of the eighth day, maybe then he touched the mace. He became Tomei then. So according to Rebbe, you're telling me on the eighth day, he could start counting in the Naziris HaTaira. So let's consider the eighth night, the night, going into the eighth day, that's called that the new Nazir started, and it became Tummy again. So it should be a good case according to Rebbe that it became Tummy a second time, and he doesn't have to bring a second Korban, because he can't bring Kabbonis at night. The Kabbonis you can first bring by daytime. She became Tummy a second time before you could bring your first Korban. That's why it only has one Korban and not two Korbanos. So Gemara says, Midalai Mukim Lach Rebbe, since Rav Chizda did not want to learn that Mishnah according to Rebbe, Laima, let's say, Kisava, that Rav Chizda holds, Laima Lav Mechusas Manu, that at night time is not called a Mechusas Man. In other words, even though Asilchas Korbanos, the Lach Rebbe, you're not allowed to bring a Korban at night. You can only bring a Korban by daytime. Now it comes the night going into the eighth day. So at night time, even though now you can't bring a Korban b'poyel, but since the night and the day is like one thing, it's called the eighth day, so according to Rebbe, when it comes the eighth day, it's called now the new Naziris, but it has a shame like you were able to bring the Korbanos of the first one. Like once it came the eighth day, that's called Laila Lav Mechusas Manu. It's like not missing a time. So therefore we consider as if it came the time already to bring a Korbanos. So therefore if you became Tameh the ninth of the eighth day, you would have to bring two Korbanos. That's why that Mishnah can't go according to Rebbe. And the Chur, we hold not like that. Samar says no. Omer Ravada Barava, I'll tell you, that's not the chat. I'll tell you, ho b'ho tell you. One is totally one with the other. And it goes like this. Iyamit, if you want to tell me, Laila Mechusas Man, that at night time is called the Mechusas Man, which means to say at night time you can't bring Kabbonis yet. So at night time is still a Mechusas Man, it didn't come the time yet that you could bring your Kabbonis. So you want to say a Svara then, if it became Tomei at night time, so he doesn't have to bring a second Korban, because it never came yet the time to bring the first Korban, because at night is not a time to bring Kabbonis. So Gemara says, Amos Mechsen the Korban, when is the first time that he's really fit to bring this Korban? Letzafra, in the morning first. See, therefore you want to tell me at night time is not the time to bring Korbanos at night. So if so, the Gemara says, I'll tell you, Nizirus Nami Lechaila at Safra. Then according to Rebbe, also it's not a good teretz. Because according to Rebbe, it's like this. The Nazir became Tummy. He says, even though the seventh day you could become Tahor, you can't start counting your new Nazirus on the seventh day. You could only start counting it on the eighth day. So that was the kasha. You became Tomei in the seventh day, so pshitas, like one long tumor, you never started to count in the Nazirus of Tyra. So you want to answer me, we're talking about the night of the eighth day. So the Torah says, so what if it's the night of the eighth day? Just like the night time is not a time yet to bring the Korbanos, who was it? It's not a time yet to start counting in the Nazirus of Tyra. According to Rebbe, that you could first start counting in the Nazirus of Tyre on the eighth day means a time that you could bring the Korbanos, which is eighth in the morning. But eighth at night, since you can't bring Korbanos yet, that's not the time yet that your Nazirus of Tyre could start. So since you didn't start counting in the Nazirus of Tyre, if you became Tomei then, Pshita, it's like one long tumor. There was never an interval, you never started your new Nazirus of Tyre. It only comes out good according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds on the seventh day, you could start counting in the Nazirus of Tyra. So if you started to count your new Nazirus, and then you became Tomei the seventh in the afternoon, that's a Chiddush. That even though it's considered you became Tomei a second time, still you only have to bring one Korban, because it didn't come yet the time to bring the second Korban. But according to Rebbe Mamanoshach, if you became Tomei before the eighth day in the morning, it's Pshit, it's called one Tumah, because you can't start counting your new Nazirus until the eighth day in the morning. Because the night of the eighth day, that night, since that time is not right to bring a Korban, it's not fit to start counting your Nazirus of Tyra. So that's what it means, Hob Ho Tal, you want to tell him the other. But V'yamet, if you want to tell me, Laila in the Mechusas Man, if you want to tell me that night time is not called the Mechusas Man, it's called the time really fit to bring Korbanos, if so, Nazirus Tyra Chala Miyurta, then it'll be true Taka. Then you can have your Nazirus starting at night time, your new Nazirus of Tyra. But it wouldn't help us anything. Because if you want to tell me the eighth, the night, going into the eighth day, that's the time that your new Nezirus of Tyrus starts, it's only because it's called the eighth day already, so it's considered now like it's the time already to bring the Karbonis for the first Tumah. So then we say, once it came the time to bring the Karbonis, it's called like you have that Chiyuv to bring the Karbonis. And if it became Tumah a second time now, you'd have a second Chiyuv to bring the Karbonis. So since the Mishnah says no, there's only one Karbonis, it has to be that the night time is not called the beginning of the new Neziris. Because night time is not the time to bring your Karbonis yet. So if you didn't start counting your new Neziris of Tyra, again, that Mishnah can't go according to Rebbe. Because then it's Pshita. It's not called your Tumah a second time. It's called out one long Tumah. It never came a time that you started to count the new Neziris of Tyra. So therefore, the old Tumah is still here like. It's never called those days finished. Therefore, that's trying to chizda that the Mishnah increases that says is the case that a nozer can become tummy a few different times, and still he has to bring only one korban, could only go according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That on the seventh day, after he became tor, and he started to count his new Neziris, so now if he becomes tummy, then it's called the second time he became tummy. Still, the chiddush is he only has to bring one korban, because it never came a time yet to bring his first korbanos. Gufa, before we learn like this, Nitma Bishvi, if a Nazir became Tommy on the seventh day, V'chaza V'nitma Bishvi, and it became Tommy a second time on the seventh day, not the next seventh day. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah increases, that Ein and Mevi El Korban Echad. He only has to bring one Korban, even though it became Tommy two times. But, what's going to be Nitma Bishmini? Let's say on the eighth night, he touched the mace, and then 8 days went by. And then he touched the mace a second time. V'chaza v'nitma v'shmini. Then the halacha is, maybe korban akol echad v'yechad. Every time that it became tameh, it's like a new chiyuv to bring a korban. Because he was a nazir. He touched the mace. So halacha is, when it becomes tohor now, he has to bring kabonis for that. Now he became tohor on the seventh day. The eighth day is the time to bring his kabonis. Now on the eighth day, if he touched a second time a mace, that's like a new tumah now. So for this Tumah, he has a chiyuv to bring a new Karbonis. And then the eighth day of that time, it came the time to bring the Karbonis for the second Tumah. And it became Tummy a third time, that's a third chiyuv to bring Karbonis. So the Gemara says now, Maschil Amayna Miyad. You should know that you can start counting your Neziris of Tyra right away. Because on the eighth day, right away you start counting your Neziris of Tyra. Give Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Even before you brought your Kabonis, the eighth day in the morning, right away you can start counting your Neziris of Tyra. Say, Korban Echad ala Kol. What does that mean to say? That a Nozir that was Tameh, when he becomes Tor on the eighth day, on the seventh day, then he has to wait another day till the eighth day, then he can bring his Kabonis. So the Chum say, when can he start counting the Neziris of Tyra? After he brought at least one Korban. It has to have brought at least one Korban. Korban Echad al HaKoyim. What does that mean? Achiyovi Chatosai. As long as the Nozir brought his Korban Chatos on the eighth day, after that, then he can start counting his Neziris of Tyra. Heivi Chatosai V'nitma. Let's say after he brought his Korban Chatos. So that's when he can start counting his new Neziris. Then he became Tomei. So now we have a look, he has to bring a second time a Korban Chatos. V'hevi Chatosai v'nitma. And again, he became Tomei in the eighth day after he brought his Korban Chatos. Maybe Korban akol echad v'yechad. He has to bring a Korban for each time. That's the Chum Shita. In other words, the Chum is saying, even according to Rebbe, that you have to wait till the eighth day until you can start counting in the Neziris of Tyra, but on the eighth day, you can't start counting your new Neziris right away in the morning. You have to wait till at least he brings at least one Korban. At least the Korban Chatos he has to bring. After he brings the Korban Chatos, then he can start counting the Neziris of Tyra. But before he brought his Korban Chatos, even though it's the eighth day in the afternoon, still the Chum say, you can't start counting your new Neziris. You have to wait till the eighth day. Now, what about Hevi Chatosai v'lo Hevi Hashamai? Mayna, even though he didn't bring his Korban Hashem, his Talacha, a Korban Nozir that became Tomei, he has to bring a Korban Chatos, a Korban Hashem, and a Korban Eila. So
So say now the main thing is he has to bring his korban chatas. What about if he didn't bring a, he brought his korban chatas, but he did not bring his korban osham? Still minor. Still, he's allowed to start counting his new nazirus. Because the main thing that's makiv is the nazirus, is the korban chatas. But a korban osham is not makiv. That's what the chum hold. But there's a third shita, Rabbi Yishmael Benoi. So Rabbi Yechon ben Baruch Weimer? No, he holds. Just like he's saying he can't start counting his new nazirus until he brings his korban chatas on the eighth day. So he holds kach ashamay matvay. The same thing, the nazir can't start counting his new nazirus until he brings his korban ashim. Before he brings his korban ashim on the eighth day, he can't start counting his new nazirus. All right, then. So here, so we have a three-way machlokes. That even according to Rebbe, that you have to wait till the eighth day to start counting your Naziris, can you start right away in the... That's Rebbe Lezer Shita. The Chum Shita is no, he has to at least bring a Korban Chatas. And Rebbe Yishmael Benoi Shav Yochanan and Amruka holds, he has to also bring his Korban Oshem. Mercy like this. Bishleim and the Rebbe Eli. Bishleim is good according to Rebbe Lezer. Omar Kroah the Pasuk says... V'kides esh roishai b'yayimahu. What does that mean? That he could become tor on the eighth day. So the drush is, like we have before, it's an extra words b'yayimahu. That was the top drush in the Gemara. That according to Rebbe, that you could first become tor on the eighth day. Why does the Pasuk have to say extra b'yayimahu? So b'yayimahu means to teach us, afal pish lehevi karbonaisov. Even though the Nazir did not bring any with the three karbonis yet. Just the mere fact it came already the eighth day, as he touched the mace 8 days ago. So on the seventh day he went to the mikveh and he took his haircut. Now when it comes the eighth day in the morning, right away he has the right to start counting his nazirus of Tyre, even before he brings any kabbonis. That's what we have before. That's the posik by Yaimahu. So it's good, Reb Lezer. So the more of Rabbanan, what about what's the Rabbanan's pshita? They hold on. The Rabbanan hold that he has to bring a korban chatis. So what do they do with the posik by Yaimahu? The Rabbanan Ahu means Afo Pishlohevi Ashamay. The Rabbanan say no, that it's enough to make the Miyat Bayayimhu, that even though he didn't bring his Korban Ashram yet, he could start counting his Naziris of Tyra. But our Korban, according to Chachamim, he has to at least bring a Korban Chatas. Aye, what do we do with the word Bayayimhu? Without the word Bayayimhu, I would have thought to say he has to bring at least a Korban Ashram also. He has to bring growth, the Chatas and the Ashram. Therefore, the Pasuk says, B'yayimu, teach us no. On that day, you can start counting Tyra without something. Without what? Without the Korban Oshim. But a Korban Chatis, that the Pasuk says, V'chipur ala ala Chatis. So it's good even according to Chum also. But the Gemara asks Ella, Rabbi Yishmael, but according to Rabbi Yishmael, that he holds on the eighth day, you can't start counting your new Naziris until you bring your Korban Chatis and your Korban Oshim. So if so, Hahu Lomali. Why do we need the extra words, B'yayimahu? There's no chiddush at all. You're telling me now on the eighth day, after he brings his karbonis, pshita, he can become, start counting in the zeros of Tyra. Why do I need B'yayimahu? So the answer is, Amalachahu, afal pish lehevi alosai. Means to teach us, even though he doesn't bring a karbonela. Like we said, a regular nazir, when he becomes tamei, when he becomes Torah, then on the eighth day, he has to bring three karbonis. A chatis, an oshim, and a karbonela. So Mishmal uses the word Bayayimu to teach us that something you don't have to have. There's some Niyatir. What don't you have to have? The Korban Oshem. But he holds the Korban Chatas and the Korban Oshem that you have to have. Just only you don't have to have. The Chum said no. The Chum say Bayayimu means you do not even have to have the Korban Oshem. So Gemara asks why. Gemara asks, for Rabbanin, like why don't they also learn like Rabbi Yishmael that you have to bring a Korban Oshem? And just not a korban oila. So Gemara says, Rabbanan oila loy boyim yuta. Rabbanan says, that's a svar pshuta, that we understand without a pasik, that the korban oila of a nazir tamei is not makiv. Why? Darim bialmahu. Because that you have to bring a korban oila is called like a present. The oila is a pshat, it's not a present you have to give to Hashem. So pshita, the present is not makiv. So kitsa, this is the pshat, how all these three dash in the psukim here.
Again, we're going according to Rebbe Shita. The eighth day, you start counting your Nazirus of Tyra. So, Rebbe Lezer holds, Vayayimahu means at the beginning of the eighth day. The Chum say, Vayayimahu means just a Korban Chatas, not a Korban Oshem. And the Shemuel says it means you need a Chatas and a Oshem, just an Omer you don't have to have. Now the Gemara says, My Tamayah the Rabbonim. What's the throw of the Rabbonim Taka that they hold? You do have to have a Korban before you can start counting your Nazirus of Tyra. Or else, why do they say a Korban Chatas yes and a Korban Oshem not? What's the pshat? Why is a Korban Oshem different? So what is the Tanya? We learned like this. The Pasuk says, V'hizu l'Hashem es Yimei Nizroi. He makes a Nazir, as Yimei Nizroi, to become a Nazir. Tehevi keves ben shenosu l'yoshem. And he has to bring a Korban Oshem. So Matam Aleima, what does the Pasuk have to say it for? So Mar says, Lefi shematzinu shekol Hashem shematoris shemakfin. Because usually whenever you have a chiyuv to bring a Korban Oshem is always makif. If you don't bring the Korban Oshem, you're not yoytza the mitzvahs. So yochol av zeh makfai, maybe over here a nozer that was tomei, when it becomes Torah, he has to bring his Korban Oshem. Maybe if he doesn't bring his Korban Oshem, he can't start his new Nazirus.